I work at the Center for Community Health Study at the University of Southern California, and I'm also the graduate student. And we are, let me just start, there's nothing to disclose. First, we are looking at, California have a program that calls Children's Health Initiative, and we are looking at their effort, evaluating their effort, how it's working, and specifically for this presentation, we are looking at how their finance is doing. And first, we are looking at the uninsured children in California. In 2001, that's when first Children's Health Initiative started. And at that time, it was about 1.1 million children in California was insured, and of which about 189,000 children was 0 to 5. And 827,000 children was 6 to 18, and this is very significant because children who are uninsured, about 80% of children lived in these CHI counties. And so, what is a Children's Health Initiative? This is a county-based effort to cover all children in California, regardless of their immigration status. So first, the Children's Health Initiative, CHI, was formed in 2001, and each county started in different point, so not everybody started at the same time. And currently, about 29 counties have CHI and providing health coverage to children. And the healthy kids, we call healthy kids, and some county use program called CalKids. And CHI County is county-based effort with collaboration with county health department, community-based organization, and health plan. And this is not funded by public funding. So the CHI raises all the funding to do this program. And funding is two different streams between 0 to 5 and 6 to 18. They have two different funding. 0 to 5 uses more stable, a fast five funding, which is a tobacco settlement fund. And 6 to 18 is purely raised by CHIs from philanthropies, county and city, health plan, hospitals, local businesses, and individuals. So here's about 30 California counties that has CHI since 2001. And the pink county is the county who uses CalKids, and blue county is the county who uses a Healthy Kids program. So what's the difference between Healthy Kids and CalKids? The Healthy Kids is a comprehensive health coverage, and here it shows what Healthy Kids covers, and CalKids is more of a preventive care and outpatient care. But some county does not have a funding or the health plan to offer the program in their county, so they use CalKids, which is provided by non-profit organization that has a network. And to qualify for Healthy Kids or CalKids, usually this is also each county set their qualification, but in general, household income below 300% of federal poverty level, and they are not eligible for Medi-Cal or Healthy Families. But most of the kids are eligible for Medi-Cal or Healthy Families if their immigration status were met. So what we do is we do the evaluation study funded by California Endowment and Fast Five to evaluate how this effort of the Children's Health Initiative to provide health care to all children is doing. And we look at outreach and enrollment effort, financial sustainability, provider capacity, coalition functioning, advocacy and political involvement, access and quality of care, and spillover effect of Medi-Cal and Healthy Families by having this program. But for today's topic, I'm only talking about financial sustainability. So our evaluation study is we conducted an interview at four time points, 2005, 2006, 2007, and 2008. And what we did is we created a survey questionnaire to ask about perception of various topics about provider capacity, financial sustainability, quality of care, any issues they have. And it's been done by online, telephone, and in-person interview. And also we collected historical enrollment data from each county from the inception of the program, and also a financial worksheet to report it to us that what they have committed funding for each enrollment outreach activities, premium dollars in separate category. And in addition, we also collected medical and healthy families enrollment data from California Department of Health Services and Mr. MIV, so we can look at their enrollment and healthy kids enrollment. And also HEDAS data from OSHPAD. And currently we're working on Healthy Kids member survey. So this is changes in health insurance coverage at 2001 when they started Healthy CHI effort, and 2005. And it shows that uninsured dropped about 25%. And medical and healthy families enrollment increased, as well as a public program, that's where healthy kids and Cal kids are considered. So it's doing some good to decrease the uninsured rate in California, I'm hoping. And so this is the healthy kids enrollment trend. So because every county started in different point in time, the enrollment started slowly, and it peaks about 2005, beginning of 2006, and then it starts to decline slowly. And the lowest point is that for 0 to 5, because they have a smaller population and also more stable funding, their curves, even though it starts to decline a little bit, it's a little bit more stable. And the 6 to 18 starts to show a little bit larger decline compared to 0 to 5. So that we looked at the financial sustainability for 3 years. In 2007, we asked them in 3 years what committed funding they have for premium dollars. And we analyzed it, and it shows the deficit for 6 to 18, which is on top, is much, much larger compared to 0 to 5. And 0 to 5 is a little bit deceiving because the first 5 pays their premium at the end of the fiscal year. Sometimes they cannot report it to us as committed funding. So what they tell us is that in the end, we can cover 0 to 5 kids regardless, but we don't have committed funding to show you. So usually 0 to 5 is stable, but 6 to 18 is the problem. And we did the same analysis on the 2008, and the deficit decreased slightly, it looks like. But if you remember the enrollment trend, the enrollment also dropped a little bit, so that decrease in deficit may not be correctly reflected. So that what we, our finding conclusion is that with lack of sustainable funding stream, this variable program is in jeopardy. The county is struggling to find sustainable funding source. And although change in deficit appeared small, about 3% decrease committed funding, enrollment decrease was about 9%. So even though there's a smaller deficit, it looks like they're having more problem because there are less kids enrolled in the program, but deficit is not getting smaller equally. Many philanthropies that have been supporting this program, they cannot sustain the program forever. So the counties continue to struggle to find the funding source for those kids, in especially 6 to 18. So that successful health reform in California, as well as national level, is critical to cover kids in California. Thank you.